So we had 4 days where we were seeing 900 people a day, which is 10 times more than we would normally see. Wow. And so they've moved it to the... They've repurposed a cafeteria to be... That's basically just for testing. So we are expecting to see a surge in numbers, but what we're seeing now is actually a reduction in our numbers because all the other reasons for presenting to ED, like car crashes and things that you're worried about that you haven't got into your GP for... Those people aren't coming anymore.
It has been reported on the news that Australia has one of the highest testing rates. Are you seeing a range of ages coming in at the moment? What is the vibe like as people are coming in to be tested for this?
Yeah, so those few days where I was a part of the testing, I haven't been a part of it since then, but at that stage there was a mix of people. I think that the younger age groups probably made up the majority of the testing, given that they're the people that are most likely to have been away. But it's sort of, to give you an idea of just how much we are testing, my hospital tested 3,000 people before they had a positive swab. So,
oh, wow.
We are getting, I think the numbers are 37,000 tests as of yesterday in Victoria.
Wow.
For, you know, the small numbers that we've seen. So,
Did you find that people were coming in because they were displaying those symptoms, or did you find people coming in more precautionary, or maybe just worrying just a little too much about what...
Are they hypochondriacs is what she's trying to ask.
I was trying to be polite about it, but yes, were they hypochondriacs?
So, yeah, look, I think there's certainly a proportion of people that are coming in worried without good reason to be worried. The difficulty that we've got at the moment is that there are very clear and strict guidelines about who can be tested.
Right. Yeah.
And for members of the public, you need to have a fever or respiratory symptoms, and you either have to have travelled overseas in the last 14 days or you have to have had close contact with a confirmed case.
Right.
So there are a lot of people that we're seeing, even in our department, that probably have coronavirus that we aren't able to test because they've picked it up from someone that they didn't know have it or hasn't been confirmed themselves. So the strict guidelines make it a lot more difficult to test even people that are super suspicious clinically. But
you're obviously on the front line, so you're getting exposed to it. Are you, one, worried that you might get it, and two, do you think that, you know, if someone does go down and it happens to the hospital workers and all the nurses and doctors, what happens then? Do they have to self-isolate or do they can continue to work?
Yeah, so I think that's probably the reason why I've been called in today, likely to cover sick leave. So the way that the department is at the moment, you're not allowed to come to work with either a fever or anything, any even cold-like symptoms. You can't come to work. So sick leave for the nursing staff, I think that there were 300 people on the bank, and at a day yesterday, 90 of the 300 were off sick.
Oh.
You guys on the front line are all about saving lives, and it's so commendable. But what is the morale like? Because we have seen cases where nurses, doctors are self-isolating from their own family. They're having to find other accommodation at the moment just to ensure the safety of loved ones.
Yeah, well, I'm in the same boat. We care for my partner's elderly auntie, and so I am in the process of getting accommodation to live on my own for the next few months.
Yeah.
But I think the morale could probably be described as a little bit upbeat at the moment. I think everyone's sort of getting around each other. We're getting a lot of free Uber Eats, and
that's good news.
Nice. For those who have probably decided across Geelong and the Surf Coast, people who think they'll be right, what's your message? Because being on the front line, you are facing those who are seriously in trouble, or, you know, those who aren't taking others' lives, you know, as seriously as they should.
Yeah, look, I think that it's one of those things where it's difficult unless you've seen it yourself. I think it's a lot like the drink driving campaigns where sometimes people need to have it happen to them or to see it within their own family members before they take it seriously, which is a shame. But, look, all I would say is that this is very real and very serious, and the risk that it poses to the elderly and the vulnerable is astronomical. So anything that you can do to limit that for you, your family members or your friends' family members would be much appreciated.
Absolutely.
From all the healthcare workers.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Sam. Is there anything that we can do to help contribute towards hospitals?
Other than sending more Uber Eats.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, coffee vouchers are always appreciated.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem. Thanks for the chat.